You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And she's joining us on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Ah, fantastic. How was your day?
It was okay.
Okay. How much did we make today? you're a business person, so I'm expecting a few couple of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands today. So yeah, I mean, I need to know where I send my invoice, you know what I mean? But thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time, eh?
Thank you so much.
Nokolo's A Touch for Beauty and Perfection Spa. Tell us a little bit about that.
So initially, we started in 2016.
Okay.
And then touching base with clients has been our number one experience, of course. Treatments that we do is massage.
Okay.
So I'll break down the massage. We have Swedish aromatherapy, deep tissue, Indian head, cold glass, baby and pregnancy, Thai, and the list is endless. And then we have skincare, facials.
Yeah,
we have products that we recommend for clients.
Yeah,
we have waxing, mani-pedi.
Yeah,
etc. Lash extension. So it's a lot.
It's a lot. Hey, I just want to go back to this pregnancy. Are you massaging people who are pregnant?
Yes, correct. We are.
Okay, that's interesting. Is that a thing or is that an emerging, I suppose, trend in this particular field?
Well, for massage, it's an essential thing indeed because once someone is pregnant, the blood flow doesn't really happen throughout the course of the pregnancy.
Mm.
So you're finding pregnant women saying, "Yo, I'm tired. Let me eat. I can't walk that mile. I can't take a jog."
Yeah.
So with massage, you're alleviating pain. It helps for muscle tension, muscle spasm, helps to improve the circulation, bringing new blood flow into the system and removing the dirty blood, which is in every single person.
Yeah.
But now with pregnancy, what I've noticed is that I had a client once. She did a pregnancy massage. This was on month 4. Okay. So now she compared her her delivery with her first pregnancy, and she was like, there was less pain.
That's nice.
We were quite shocked, and we were like, you know what, we need to maybe have a book where we should just write such notes because they're really important.
Yes.
But pregnancy massage has been there, and your older woman would be the ones that would actually massage the belly, the feet, the lower back. They knew this. We've known this for a long time.
For a long time,
it seemed like we didn't. But these things are coming back to our knowledge.
Yes.
And it's important that we take this knowledge and we use it.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Love that. And I think you're quite correct that our mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, they've been doing this. I suppose they just didn't know how to package and commercialize it in a way.
Yes.
And that's where, of course, the likes of you come in there. Talking about, these massages, just at a very high level. I mean, I must give you my own personal experience. I did a massage that I will never forget. It's been 2 years since I did that massage. But,
And okay, I was
like, I was like, "Yini lagayenza." So someone said it was Thai. I was like, "What's the difference? Like, how does one know the salient differences?"
So, back in school days, college, you would actually choose which types of messages you'd like to learn. For me, I was not interested in time massage.
Okay.
I had this perspective in my head that it's painful, it's Chinese, etc., etc. They're breaking your bones, but it really alleviates pain and muscle spasm as well in that particular manner.
Yeah.
But now you're finding more softer ways of doing Thai massage, which I've seen other friends do it.
Yeah.
Because I have friends that are also in, you know, this industry.
Yeah.
But I was never interested in Thai.
Yeah.
But you're finding that after you have done your Thai massage, yes, you're in pain.
Yes.
2 days later, you feel like a baby. You literally feel younger, like you can stretch more.
Yeah.
Because now we're not stretching as we used to when we were younger.
Yeah.
We're sitting on computers. We're in a car. Mm. We're not walking. Mm. We're not jogging. We're not gymming. Mm. We're eating wrong.
Yeah.
So it quite it alleviates a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
muscle tension.
Hey, buddy, plung leya, learn to leya.
Big time, big time.
But so I think for people in your industry, it's I suppose it's a challenge to just teach us, you know, the differences between these things. Because I think as a normal person, you'd be excited. I'm going for a massage, or you got a spa a voucher from a friend, and you don't know what you're going. You just know I'm just going for a massage, only to find it's a Thai. And the next 2 days, you're like, I regret why I went there. Kanti, you didn't understand what this thing was and what it's supposed to do, right? So maybe there's an element of education that you know, needs to be done. Would you agree?
Yes, yes, there is.
Yeah.
So on a yearly basis, I love educating people about beauty therapy, skin care, body therapy, massage therapy. I feel like massage is the top of the list, because people know nothing about it. Then you're finding people that literally say, I love massage, so I'll just open something and then I'll just touch people and we're done. They make money, and now they're diminishing our role in therapy,
because
with a massage therapist, you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
First things first, you have the passion and it comes with the connection of the actual course. And then lastly, you have the healing that people keep saying, no, man, I had pain.
Yes.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel there are many massage techniques, massage movements. With me, I have a secret.
Okay.
So before a massage, I don't care how busy you are, you're in a rush to just do a massage and go.
Yeah.
I literally explain to you all the massages that are on the price list and what effect it brings.
Okay.
Because you find someone saying, oh, I'd love a hot stone massage. Yes. And I'm like, so we're not going to just put the hot stones on your back. And she's like, but I saw a movie where they did that.
Yeah.
You know, I have to explain, you know, and I love explaining because it just also makes me realize that I still love doing this.
Yeah.
Then, you have to ask the client, okay, since you've chosen this massage, where is the pain?
Yeah.
Where is the focus area?
Yeah.
I mean, things that we used to do at school, I'm finding a lot of spas, they just don't do it, which is wrong. It's like, we're pacing ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 o'clock, I have a client.
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let me make this money.
Yes.
No, I feel it's not about that.
True.
Have contact with the client 15 minutes prior to the treatment.
Yeah.
And then allow them to sleep. So
I
also do that. So I allow you to sleep after your treatment.
Yes.
Hopefully there's no client after the treatment.
Please.
But I normally go in the room and I'm like, all right, your treatment is over. You may just rest a bit.
Yeah.
I found a lady walala for an hour.
Oh, my.
Sure. I had to do the client's lashes in the other room. And I was like, oh, thank God I had another room that was in the previous spa I was at.
Yes, yeah.
So I feel it's the love for natural remedies, herbs, beauty, skincare, and body therapy.
Yeah. Ah, fantastic. As we round it off, what are some of the, I suppose, the emerging trends and myths that you think you want to dispel? I know, for example, in our community, right, a lot of men don't go for these type of things because there's a stereotype that it's only for women. You know, a lot of men don't do skin routines or, you know, those type of things, or even their own manicures and all that. I don't know. I'm sitting at the other side of the fence and I'm seeing quite a lot of young contemporary men who are, you know, going for such things as well. Are you seeing that as a trend? And what are some of the myths that you would want to dispel?
So I have a product called Neem Powder.
Yeah.
Spelled N-E-E-M.
Yeah.
Neem powder is a blood astringent.
Yeah.
It helps with your skin, helps to detox any unwanted things in your body, helps with your liver, your kidneys, literally everything. Neem powder is an all-rounder. So neem powder is basically a plant. There's neem tree.
Yeah.
And the actual leaves were dried. Into a powder form. So I love the concept of a powder because you're able to drink it every day, of course, use it as a face mask, or make a nice paste and apply it on your wound. It heals the skin. So I feel that's a go-to supplement that everyone should be taking. I take it as well. It's bitter, but it's worth it. And normally for skincare, that's what I would recommend. Also for my chronic patients, literally for every single person, I recommend Neem powder. And you find a lady, I found a lady calling me saying she had a sister on Negane stroke on one side. And she took Neem powder for 3 months. And on month four, she could move, she could speak. She was like, what is going on? And this lady was like, this thing works. Thing works. And I kept telling her, Uti, after you've used the product, come back. Tell me what it's done. That's how I also touch base with clients. And then for skincare, we have ozone gel. Ozone gel is a natural gel. Has an earthy smell. And it will make your skin so clear. It removes all marks, all pustules, all papules, comedones, those are pimples. And it gives you a youthy, energetic, vibrant skin that you don't even have to have cleansers, toners, moisturizers, etc., etc. You can use anything that you use at home and then you apply the ozone gel at night or during the day in the morning. But now for men, we have a Father's Day event on Sunday.
Yes, please. That's what you want to hear. Yep.
16th of June. So I'm really excited that we're concentrating on men.
Yes.
But women are coming. I'm like, ladies, nifuna, but they're coming, you know. Need to know it's okay. So at our spa, we're based at number 182, Hole in One. VIP Village in Reimsach.
Okay.
At the pool section.
Okay.
That is right behind. So the venue is quite big, but we are situated at the pool area. So on this day, it is Father's Day. And basically it's based on African cuisine. That's the meal that we'll prepare. We'll have drinks, etc., etc. And a massage. So you'll be getting a head, neck, and décolleté massage. That includes your neck, your head, and your back massage. All right. Then another thing that will be happening is we're touching base with a lady that owns a hair brand. And she'll be she'll basically advertise our product, but she'll be emphasizing how men can help grow their hair.
Okay.
Because after a certain age, and it doesn't look nice. And you're finding someone saying, let me cut all my hair. Yeah, let me just cut. Let's have men that grow their hair.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And if you want to, you know, maintain it.
Yeah.
Maintain it.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a few talks.
Yeah.
Around how men deal with things.
Yeah.
And how men should start speaking out.
Yes.
And then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Yes. Fantastic. Fantastic. I've got a question here. So I'm going to literally give you 10 seconds of that question. The question is from our listener, all the way from Uganda. Good evening. At Tapelo. Can the lady tell us why should one really procure a massage service? I mean, how different is one done by a professional and maybe one done by a partner at home? Why should someone really seek service from a professional masseur?
Okay, so good day, lady from Uganda. Is it a lady?
It's a gentleman, Emmanuel.
A gentleman from Uganda.
Yes.
So I'm finding a lot of men saying massage is not necessary, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know it. So I would like to introduce it in another way.
Okay.
To say, come with an empty cup to basically learn and understand what it's about.
Mm.
So you get there and it's not just about the massage.
Okay.
So it's the music.
Yeah.
It's the room. The room has to be warm. It has to be quiet.
Mm.
You need to feel like you're ready to relax.
Yeah.
It's basically therapy.
Yeah.
Then we start the massage.
Mm.
So with massage therapy, it's mostly based on the physique part of things.
Yeah.
Muscle tension, muscle spasm, relieving pain.
Okay.
Helping you to basically detox and revitalize.
Okay.
Once you understand the basis of doing a massage, then you know that it's important to say, I need to book another massage.
Okay.
Because you find at home, let's say your wife wants to give you a massage.
Mm.
Someone walks in.
Mm.
Someone is loud.
Mm.
There's a radio,
et
cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
And my last comment would be, it's a nice space to be in. There's a lot of things that you get to learn, and the space actually allows you to let go. You find sometimes a client getting a massage and crying during the massage or before or after, and I'm like, what is it? What?
Yeah, okay.
And then this person just talks. So it's also therapeutic.
It's a
need.
Fantastic. Yes. Your socials where they can follow to get more information, particularly for the Father's Day event this Sunday.
Father's Day event.
Yes.
On WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Our number is 060
359-4634. Yeah.
Again, 060-359-4634.
Yeah.
And we have a website. The website is www.nokolosbeautyspa@gmail.co.za.
Ah.
So again, www.nokolosbeautyspa.co.za. We're on TikTok, Nokolos Beauty Spa. We are on YouTube, Nokolos Touch for Beauty and Perfection Spa.
Yeah.
I mentioned our website. We are on Facebook, Nokolos Touch for Beauty and Perfection Spa, and on Instagram, Nokolos Touch for Beauty _spa.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a good one, and we wish you all the best. We'll check with you how the event went.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. God bless.
Bye.